Armadoxy for today, labor and work. Here in America, we pause from our busy schedules every September to give a nod to our work. In other countries, they have workers' days, honoring the laborer. But here, we honor the work itself and refer to this holiday as Labor Day. For most people, I would say work is something we do because we have to. We like to eat, have a roof over our head, and enjoy time with family and friends. Those things take money to acquire, and so, to raise that money, we work. From early on, we make calculations and pass those calculations on to our children. If you want to live this particular lifestyle, you will need X number of dollars. Job XYZ can provide you with enough capital to sustain that lifestyle. A small number of people will select their life's work based on their passion, even if the monetary rewards are insufficient to live on. And the truly blessed people are those who enjoy their work, and the monetary rewards from the work is enough to sustain them without needing supplemental assistance, whether a second or third job or a handout. Now, this may sound a bit like economics and philosophy mixed together, and one may wonder what this all has to do with our Christian faith. Well, actually, it has everything to do with it. Work provides certain rewards. When the rewards outweigh the purpose of the work, then desire for those rewards become the motivating factor for work, our labor, well, for doing what we do. Think of it this way. Some say that gambling is wrong. Now, why? Every time we leave our home, every time we sit in a car, we are gambling with our lives. Life is full of uncertainty, and we gamble with our lives and much more. But the reason why gambling for money winds up high on the negativity scale is because it distorts our perception and understanding of what is truly valuable. Money is no longer a means by which we acquire the things we want. Rather, it becomes the object of what we want, our desires. It gives value to something that has no intrinsic value. $1 million in a bank account only exists on paper. It is the number one with six zeros behind it. But when $1 million is used to buy shelter, an education, health services, an act of charity, then that has a value. Money is not the object of our labor. It is the means by which we accomplish those things we need to accomplish. Catholic and Protestant work ethics have evolved through the centuries. Here in the West, the Protestant work ethic, developed from the time of Martin Luther and John Calvin, is the struggle between discipline, frugality, and taming the wants and the desires of a person. In the Armenian Church, as well as all traditional churches, we label these as the seven deadly sins: anger, lust, gluttony, laziness, covetousness, pride, and envy, all connected to the struggle we engage in daily through our work, through our labor. Labor Day is a holiday, and like most other holidays, the meaning is lost in vacations, excursions, and sales. But for us, we will take this moment for introspection, asking ourselves the hard questions, the what and why of our work. Purpose and meaning come from this introspection. We leave today with this meditation from our Lord Jesus Christ. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. So they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one who he has sent. So they asked him, "What signs then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever." Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.